Welcome to another Astros podcast.
Welcome back. Robert Ford and Steve Sparks joined by Astros general manager Jeff Luhnow before the Astros play Sunday night baseball against the Chicago Cubs. And you're in the middle of a stretch now, Jeff. 13 consecutive games against first place teams. It ends with the three games coming up against the Texas Rangers. And so far, 4-5. I mean, obviously, you always like to win every game you play, but considering the competition, have to feel pretty good about where you're at right now.
No doubt about it. Coming into the stretch, we knew this was going to be tough. If we could get through this right around 500, we'd have a chance to make a statement the back half of September. And we're playing tough teams. Our guys are playing tough. I got to tell you, for me, the MVP during this part of the season is our bullpen, because our starters have not been going deep. Our bullpen's been keeping us in games and helping us win those close games, and that's huge.
Well, you guys may get a little bit of fortifying in the rotation with McCullers or Keuchel. What's your gut feeling with those two?
My feeling is that Keuchel and McCullers are both going to want to be back here as soon as possible. We need to protect them because they're going to be here for a long time. My sense is Lance has a better chance because he's already throwing to get back here, whether it's during the regular season or potentially during the playoffs. I think he could be a real big addition. Keuchel's really an unknown at this point. We'll have to wait and see. We'll know a lot more probably next week at this time.
Okay.
Meanwhile, he had a major league debut with David Paulino getting a start on Thursday against the Cleveland Indians and gave up four runs and three innings, and certainly looked like a guy who hasn't pitched a whole lot at the higher levels thus far. But what were your impressions of his debut, and what do you see for him moving forward?
Well, I've watched David a lot over the past few years. First of all, I love the way he keeps tucking his shirt in and then it keeps coming out. And, you know, his stuff wasn't quite as electric the first inning as I've seen it, and I think that was nerves. But if you looked at what he was throwing later in the game, his curveball was a lot sharper. His fastball was more 93 than 89, 90. And I think it's just a matter of him getting comfortable at this level. So he'll get a chance probably to pitch out of the bullpen here this week and show us the stuff that we know is in there that's really electric and should work at this level.
Jeff, having to use a lot of guys out of the bullpen, and Chapman gave you three real good innings. Yandel Gustave's looked good, James Hoyt as well. But now you're starting to see Tony Sipp, his last handful of games, looking like the old Tony Sipp. What have you heard about what he's changed or what's going on with him?
It's been a good change, and Strami and CB have both been working with him. He's been working hard. You know, he still has that fastball in the low 90s. It's the split and the slider and some combination of throwing those to the right place and the right count that makes him effective or not. And I think what we've seen the last couple outings has been very encouraging, because if we're going to be a playoff team, we're going to need an effective left-handed reliever in the pen, and he's got to be it.
Now, obviously, you know, still plenty of time left, and a lot can happen. You have injuries and such, but do you think you guys are done with September call-ups at this point, barring something unforeseen?
I do. We called up a bunch of guys, especially the arms that are helping us out. AJ's able to mix and match. We got a couple extra bats off the bench that he can use. And so I think this is a good group, and all these guys are here with a role to contribute, and that was kind of my criteria. Make sure if we're going to bring a guy up, we're going to use him.
Robert Ford, Steve Sparks, joined once again by Astros general manager Jeff Luhnow before the Astros take on the Chicago Cubs, and you have a couple of minor league affiliates making it to the postseason. Corpus Christi, unfortunately, lost to Midland, which advanced to the Texas League Championship Series, so the Hooks missed out on a chance to play for the Texas League title. But Lancaster's still in action, and they're actually playing the Rangers California League affiliate, High Desert, in the next round of their California League playoffs.
Yeah, I'm excited. It's a good team. There's a lot of high run scoring in that southern section at least, but our guys have done well. Our pitching's holding firm, and we've got some really good young Latin arms in that team, and some good athletic outfielders and infielders. So I think they got a chance to win a championship there again.
One of it is the first time that a Houston Astros franchise player has won the USA Today Minor League Player of the Year. And you look back at years past, you see perennial all-stars that have been named, Alex Bregman named this year, and what an impact he's made on this lineup already this year. And figures to be, hey, he may be one of those perennial all-stars with this Astros team.
He's fit in so quickly here, and I think his resume in the minor leagues, even though it was a brief stay, he won a lot of hardware, including the Minor League Player of the Year, and it's great that he's the first Astro. And I think there's more hardware in his future. It's too bad we brought him up a little later than we did, because otherwise he'd be in the contention for Rookie of the Year. But this guy's going to, you know, he's such a great, he fits in so well with our young team right now. And I really like our
offense. He's a grinder already, too.
No question.
Yep.
You know, we talked to you last week about Arizona Fall League guys, and Paulino, who we talked about earlier, was one of the guys ticketed for that. But, you know, you have winter ball coming up, obviously, Puerto Rico, Venezuela, Dominican Republic, the more common leagues that guys go to. I know some guys, obviously, who are from those countries are already locked into teams, but how do you decide about certain guys and how much you want them to play and who goes down there?
Well, position players, we encourage them to go down and play for the most part. I think pitchers are the ones we're careful with, because if they've gotten a lot of usage this year, we don't want them to come into spring training tired. But we're going to have a lot of guys that we're going to encourage to go, guys like Colin Moran, who we think are close but could use a little more seasoning. Maybe even some guys on this big league team that are up here and not getting full-time at-bats, they could benefit from it. So those conversations are still to be had, and I'm a big believer in winter ball for position players and select pitchers.
Jeff, I know you guys like to reward your minor league coaches, especially at the upper levels. Tony DeFrancesco joining the major league staff tomorrow. Next homestand is going to be Rodney Linares. Well-deserved. Both those guys are mainstays.
It sure is. The guys grind it out in the minor leagues, and they help make the products that we use up here, and we get all the credit for it, but they really do a lot of the work. So it's not just those guys. It's our strength and conditioning coach that's going to be up here, Trey Weedman. It's a trainer, Brian Baca from AAA. Okay. They're all going to get an opportunity to come up here and help contribute and be a part of this.
Jeff, I don't know why this came into my mind, but I was wondering, with coaches, and I know with all the money and resources invested in players, do you ever put money into resources to develop the coaches as well?
Well, we've considered the development of coaches as big a priority as the development of players. Uh-huh. We want guys to be able to come up to our system and contribute in the big leagues, and it's something we're always looking at. AJ and I are always talking about who are the next guys and what can we do. We've got certain guys that we think are stars in our system. Uh-huh. We want to continue to grow and develop them. So the answer to that is absolutely.
Astros General Manager Jeff Luno, thanks so much for joining us.
Great. Thanks for having me on, guys.
Pitch your questions to the booth. Email your questions to radio@astros.com. Robert Ford and Steve Sparks fielding your baseball questions. Radio@astros.com.